Chapter 4. Teaching the Young, but Learning from the Old. A Cautionary Letter. Dear Francesca, you've asked me several times what helped me most in getting through that difficult first year in Roxbury. It's not an easy question, because I have never been quite sure of what it was that gave me the stamina to keep on in that classroom, which was commonly referred to at the time when I was transferred there as the worst class in the building, and whose students were described to me by one of the tougher teachers at the school as simply a rotten group of kids. I suspect one of the answers, as you probably surmised from my last letter, is the friendship I was able to establish with a number of the parents. But in strictly pedagogic terms, the greatest help came from an older teacher, not a whole lot older, but a woman who'd been working at the school for 6 or 7 years, and apart from her real gifts as an instructor, had already learned to navigate the complicated politics within the building. She was a special education teacher, one of the best I've ever had a chance to watch close up in interaction with her pupils, and had been assigned to the students, mostly boys, who were working at the lowest levels. Many of them had neurological or psychiatric disabilities, but others were children who had nothing wrong with them, in clinical respects, but who had disrupted other classes and whom other teachers couldn't bring under control. Fortunately, she was in the classroom next to mine and had grown acquainted with the children in my class throughout the months before I was assigned to them. She knew what they'd been going through and was therefore able to advise me on the problems of specific children and the academic status of the class in general. If it were not for the multitude of good suggestions she kept passing on to me from day to day, and the personal encouragement she gave me at the ends of days when almost everything seemed to go wrong, I'm not certain I'd have had the courage to remain within that room. Some of the young teachers whom I've known at PS 30, which for many years was one of the better elementary schools in the South Bronx, have told me how much they relied upon the same kind of support from a number of the older teachers in the building. One of those older teachers was my close friend Lewis Bedrock, who had been working at the school for more than 15 years. Another was an African-American woman, Frances Dukes, in whose second grade class I loved to visit because of the masterful but never overbearing way she guided.